May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn 871. Happy the man that bears the stroke of his chastising God, nor stubbornly rejects his yoke, nor faints beneath his rod. Hymn 871.
Thank you. together from the Word of God in the book of Deuteronomy, part of chapter 7 and chapter 8. The book of Deuteronomy, part of chapter 7 and part of chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12 to verse 19. Verse 12. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if he hearken to these judgments and do and keep them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto thy fathers. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of thy land, thy corn and thy wine, thine oil and increase of thy kine, and the flocks and thy sheep in the land which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. And thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Thine eyes shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their gods, for they will be a snare unto thee. If thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shalt well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and to all Egypt, the great temptations which thine eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders, and the mighty hand, and the stretched out arm, whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out, so shall the Lord thy God do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid. Chapter 8. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live, and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, and to prove thee, and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of the valleys and hills, and a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and droughts, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou shalt say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day, that ye shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word. Help us to pray. Kind, gracious Lord God, it is indeed thy kindness and mercy that enables us to gather once more, once again, here in thy courts. Our lives are spared. We see the light, the dawn of yet another Sabbath day. Thy mercies then are truly great. Lord, but we don't know whether we shall see any more Sabbath days. And Lord, and it's a very solemn thought to us, so that we come praying that thou would indeed fit and prepare us for that change that must take place when we exchange time for eternity. But dear Lord, we pray that it may be a blessed change, that we may depart to be with Christ, which is far better, to be where Jesus is. There we long to be. And we pray and ask, dear Lord, that thou would graciously work in our hearts. Thou would abundantly bless our souls with those sweet tokens of thy loving kindness, of thy goodness and thy mercy. Oh, for the Saviour's love to be shed abroad in our hearts. The dear Apostle writes in the Galatians that who loved me and gave himself for me. And Lord, we pray that each of us here this morning may know the blessed reality of it in our own hearts. It may not be just words printed on the page, but it may be words written, as it were, with the finger of God in and upon our hearts. We do ask that thou graciously work, Lord. And yet, Lord, we come so conscious of our great sinnership. But, Lord, we also come conscious that there is a great Saviour. There is a glorious Redeemer. There is one that came to seek and to save the lost. So, Lord, we come. We do not come without hope, Lord. We come then hoping in thy mercy. We come looking unto Jesus. We come pleading the blood that does for sin atone, the blood whereby the church of God is freed. Why, one said, if ever my poor soul be saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. And Lord, to that we humbly say amen and amen. We ask then, dear Lord, that thou wouldest draw near unto us now. Oh, and do favour and bless our souls. Dear Lord, draw near. We think, dear Lord, just comes to our mind of dear Jacob and how he lay down that night with those pillars of for stones for a pillow, and now there it appeared to him. And Lord, when he was awake, he said that this is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Lord, may thy house today be none other than the house of God and the very gate of heaven. Here, my best friends, my kindred dwell, here my Saviour reigns. Dear Lord Jesus, do come and do bless us then with a feeling sense of thy gracious presence. We come, Lord, desiring to see Jesus and to know him. We read, Sir, we would see Jesus. Those Greeks, they came, they would see Jesus. And we think of John's disciples when they heard John say, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. And they followed thee. Dear Lord Jesus, and thou didst turn and ask them, what seek ye? Oh Lord, they returned the answer, Master, where dwellest thou? And thou didst say, come and see. Oh, then, may there be that blessed invitation to us here this day to come and see where our Saviour, all the way in which he went, and how indeed he suffered, bled and died in the sinner's place, Roman's stead. Lord, draw near to us. Come and abundantly bless our souls. Oh, grant, dear Lord, the opening up of the windows of heaven and pouring out of a blessing, so that there's not room enough to receive it, so that the very stones will cry out, if sinners hold their peace, then draw near. Lord, we're asking for some great things. But Lord, we're asking that for things that we cannot produce in and of ourselves. But we ask thee, Lord, thou art able. And thou art able to do us exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Then come, dear Lord Jesus, and help us now this day. We do pray then that thou art pardon our every sin and every iniquity. Oh, that we may know what dear David knew, the broken heart and the contrite spirit, the heart that trembled at thy word. But dear Lord, thou hast promised, to this man will I look. And oh then, may it please thee, Lord, to look down upon a company of poor sinners here this morning, here in thy house. Lord, and oh, that thou would abundantly bless to those that have a broken heart and a contrite spirit, those that come with godly sorrow and repentance in their heart. We no wonder Paul said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this sin and death? Lord, we never used to understand those words. We do a little now, and we pray thou graciously help us and be mindful of us. Now, Lord, we do pray thou wilt remember, dear Lord, this little cause of truth. Do bless them together. Do bind them. Oh, be very gracious unto them, Lord. May thy goodness pass before them in the way. Lord, they come here to thy house this morning, and oh, that there may be, oh, it could be each and all, but oh, that may be, Lord, that there are those hungering, thirsting after righteousness. Oh, then we read that they will be filled. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt then graciously bless thy word, so that sinners feed on thy word and grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Lord, a week has passed by since last Lord's Day. And Lord, and our needs have been abundantly supplied, our daily needs, our food. But that we come now, Lord, for that spiritual food. Oh, and hunger and thirst in our soul faints within us. Then come, Lord. Oh, thou art promised by thy dear servant Isaiah, when the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Then draw near. Lord, do pray that thou wilt help then each and every one. And pray, dear Lord, thou would abundantly bless. Lord, should there be anyone that hasn't come with a desire to find Christ, to hear his word, for thee to speak to their souls, dear Lord, do have rich mercy upon them. And Lord, and oh, that they may indeed go home this morning or the close of the day, and all with a spiritual appetite, with a longing, with a cry, give me Christ or else I die. We do pray that thou remember then this little cause. Do bless the dear children amongst them. And we do thank thee for them, Lord. Sometimes, Lord, we hear a cry, our Lord, and we think of one of thy servants we used to hear now in glory. But how he used to say, he thanked God for the music of the babes. And oh, we do thank thee, Lord, for little children in the house of God. And we pray then that thou would, as it were, Lord, bless the lambs. Oh, that they may, Lord, grow up and be found as men and women, mothers and fathers in Israel, that they may bring forth those spiritual children, so that, Lord, this house of God may be filled to capacity with souls hungry and thirsting after righteousness, with true mourners in Zion. Lord, do graciously work. Dear Lord, we have watched over this cause over the last 30-odd years, and we do thank thee, Lord, for thy goodness and mercy, and pray, Lord, thou go on. Oh, and we ask and beg, Lord, that thou be very gracious unto them. And dear Lord, do bless then the children, the parents, the grandparents. Do undertake for each and all, and oh, that there may be that bearing of one another's burdens, and so fulfilling the law of Christ. Oh, do be near to them. We pray thou watch over each and all. Lord, doubtless there are those amongst them that need thee to lead them and guide them in various ways and paths in life. Oh, may their prayer be, guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. And we pray then that thou be with them. Lord, and the doubtless there are those that have difficulties undertaken. Make thy goodness pass before them. Make crooked straight, rough places plain. Bring down the mountains of impossibility. Make a way where there is no way. And Lord, and oh, if any should be walking or travelling as it were through a storm, oh, that thou wouldest speak, peace be still. We pray that thou wouldst draw near to some. And be very gracious then to one another. Lord, do help. Do help each and all. Those that need thee, perhaps in some special way. Lord, for thee to appear to them and for them. Lord, sometimes, Lord, there are things that seem so totally and utterly impossible. And yet, Lord, we know that it's not impossible with thee. We pray then that thou grant faith, Lord, for poor souls to inquire of thee and inquire at thy footstool and to believe that they have those things that they ask for. And Lord, may their faith be honoured. Hear their stand and help. Lord, there are those maybe in sickness and affliction's power laid aside, to put thy healing hand, to heal, restore, raise to health and strength once more. Some deprived of the means of grace. Be with them, Lord. Undertake for them. Abundantly bless, we pray. Be very near. We do ask that thou hear prayer also for others. Others that we think of here and there. Lord, some have stood around a grave of recent times. Lord, they've laid rest there, those near and dear by the ties of nature. There are those that are yet to stand there. Oh, be near them, Lord, undertake. And oh, we do thank thee, Lord, that where there's one another's been taken, where there's been a good hope through grace, there's been well. Oh, we thank thee then that thy people do not mourn as those that mourn without hope. But Lord, should it be otherwise? Has it been otherwise? Oh, may it be. Lord, then, as a warning unto us each, to be prepared for eternity. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must thee work perform, 'tis all of grace in Christ's obedience, clothe and wash with his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Then hear prayer. Then for all that we know and love and think of, Lord, we have those that we love by the ties of nature, the family circles. There are those, Lord, that we love for the truth's sake. Lord, we pray that remember each and all. Ah, Lord, and there's many of thy people that we know not. Lord, and we pray for them. Lord, be near. Lord, and there's thy people throughout this world. Lord, and some of them are in suffering great persecution. Lord, do remember them. Do help them this day and every day. Be very near to them. Help them, Lord, strengthen them. Be near, be very gracious, we pray thee. And dear Lord, could it please thee also to have mercy on the persecutors. Lord, thou wouldest turn their hearts and their affections unto the things of God. Lord, thou hast done it in times past. We have thy word, we have Saul of Tarsus, a great persecutor of the church. And yet he became a great gospel minister of the church. We pray, dear Lord, then that thou hear our prayers. Be with our nation, appear for us. Raise up for us men of God to rule and reign over us. Give our leaders wisdom, Lord. Oh, and we think, Lord, of less than 12 months, we should be electing a new parliament if spared. We do pray, Lord, that thou wilt hear prayer, so that men and women that fear thy name in a new parliament that shall demand the removal of some of the abominations that are found on our statute book. Hear our prayers. Accept our humble thanks for all the mercies and favours, the blessings which daily loaded we are. We thank thee for them, Lord, all thy goodness, health and strength, use of natural faculties, comforts abound, roof over our heads, beds to lie on, many, many mercies, Lord. We do thank thee for them all. Oh, and we thank thee, Lord, for thy day. We thank thee, Lord, for an open Bible. We thank thee, Lord, for the gospel. We thank thee for thy beloved Son. Oh, and we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt then bless us now. And oh, we pray that thou wilt draw near to us. Lord, that thou wilt feed our souls in this day. Open the windows of heaven. Come now. Fulfill thy blessed word. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come. Open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. So we played with the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 255. Happy the men that fear the Lord, they from the paths of sin depart. Rejoice and tremble at his word, and hide it deep within their heart. Hymn 255.
Thank you.
in dependence upon the Lord, all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, and the second verse. Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 2. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou didst keep his commandments or no. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, and to prove thee, and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. It's a text that is quite well known in the Word of God, and one that perhaps is very often quoted at various stages in a life's pathway. When one reaches the age of 40 years, when a marriage reaches the anniversary date of 40 years, often it is said, that the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years. But here, friends, we must look at this word. The Lord helps to look at it rightly. Thou shalt remember all the way. In life, there are some, shall we say, nice experiences. There are some happy days. There is times, yes, of joy and rejoicing. But there are also days that are days that perhaps you and I wish we could forget. There are days when we were disobedient. There are days when we fell into sin. Yes, and thou shalt remember all the way. If the Lord will, Tuesday, I have the privilege, if I may put it like that, of committing a one to the grave. She was 92. I don't think anybody here probably knows her. I may be mistaken. There may be one. Hazel Harwood died in Brighton Home a few weeks ago. Well, amongst other things, the first thing that she left on a little piece of paper was passed on to me was something like this. She calls this remembrance, and sometimes she says with shame. She was a little girl, and she told a lie unto her parents. What it was, I don't know. That doesn't matter. But, you see, she never forgot it. She still remembered it right to her dying day. in, and thou shalt remember all the way. We may say a little bit more about that this afternoon with the children. But you see, isn't there some of those things in your life and mine that whereby we were sinful, we acted sinfully, we were disobedient? I've got a cut, or scar I should say, on my hand that is still there, which happened well over 60 years ago. You see, and I don't forget. Yes, it wasn't a terribly serious cut, but I was disobedient. I was disobedient to my parents. And the mark of that disobedience I will carry to my grave. And thou shalt remember. And what is this for? Well, the dear servant Moses tells us to humble thee. To humble thee. Yes. Grace. God's grace humbles. And God's grace crumbles. Crumbles poor men and women, boys and girls, lads and lasses. It crumbles them into the very dust. You see, the opposite to humility surely has to be pride. Pride will never say, I am wrong. I was wrong. Pride will never say, I am sorry. Grace will. Look at the dear man, the parable, the man that went into the temple, the one that would not so much as lift up his eyes toward heaven, but smote upon his breast and cried, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That's the effect of grace. That's the effect of grace. To cause you and I to humbly acknowledge. You see, we don't lift up our head with pride when we are confessing our sin. We don't lift our head up with pride when we say we are sorry. There is a hanging of our head in shame. There is a blushing with shame. And that was that dear man was doing. He would not so much as lift up his eyes toward heaven. He smote on his breast. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God hath led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Well, yes, the children of Israel were brought forth out of Egypt. They were brought forth by that mighty and outstretched arm of Almighty God. The Lord promised that he would bring them out, and he did. And yes, and he would bring them into the promised land. And he did. But they rebelled. They rebelled in the wilderness. And the Lord chastises for rebellion. He chastises for disobedience. Jonah, arise, go to Nineveh. There, yes, to tell the people the error of their ways. Jonah doesn't want to go. Jonah's not going to go, in his estimation. And so he goes down to the sea. He buys a ticket to Tarshish. He's running away. Running away from what God has commanded him to do. Sinner, are you running away? Are you running away this morning from what God has told you what to do? And thou shalt remember all the way. You and I know the end, the beginning and end of the book of Jonah. But we don't always take heed to it, do we? What does the hymn writer say? Rebellious thou hast been, and art rebellious still. But since in love I took thee in, my promise I'll fulfill. Jonah, you're going to Nineveh. God moves in a mysterious way. His wonders perform. Yes, they'll cast Jonah overboard. But there's the fish waiting. God had prepared a great fish for Jonah. Notice how it reads. But God had prepared a great fish for Jonah. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God hath led thee. Out of Jonah's control completely, wasn't it? Something out of your control, dear soul? Is it because of that pride in your heart? Is it because of that rebellion in your heart? I will not have this man to reign over me. And thou shalt remember. Well, if you've ever had an experience like Jonah, you won't forget it. You won't forget it. When this poor man was concerned and exercised regarding the ministry of the Word of God, and feeling that, knowing that we'd have to go. But I was like Jonah. And I remember this so well. We went to Holland for a holiday.
went to a church there, Barneveld. And, yes, couldn't understand a word. But friends showed us the reading, showed us the text, and this man there preached. He preached about, yes, as Jonah was 3 days in the belly of the fish, so should Christ be 3 days in the earth. Friends said to us afterwards, did you understand? I said, yes. He said, what did he say? Jonah's troubles and trials was because of his rebellion, because of his disobedience unto God, and that's why he was found in the fish's belly. And I always remember our friend, he looked at me in amazement. He said, that's exactly what he was saying. Yes, and my trouble was because of my rebellion. Thankfully, I wasn't cast into the sea and into the whale's belly. You know, you don't forget these things. I don't know why I've mentioned this. I certainly had no thoughts of it. But oh, yes, this rebellion. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God hath led thee. Yes, see, trouble after trouble, trial after trial, distress after distress. Everything seems to be turned upside down and inside out. But you know, Jonah went to Nineveh. He went a different way than he expected to go. And thou shalt remember all the way. Thou shalt remember all the way. But again, another line of thought, thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God hath led thee. I do wish to be careful and not being personal. Some of us here this morning have walked in it. Some has been a greater depth than others. There are some here that know what it is to walk in a path of broken relationship. And thou shalt remember all the way. Personally, I had one of those experiences. But looking back, thou shalt remember all the way, remembering what the Lord did. You and I
couldn't think at the time that this was the Lord. But it was. That girl, still meet her from time to time, no problem in that respect, but she would have never been made the wife that the Lord knew I would want, that knew, that would know what I was coming into, what I would have to carry. Yes, and oh, how good that is. Yes. We give him all the honour. All the glory. And thou shalt remember all the way. Yes. It is, oh, he makes all his goodness pass before us in the way. Yes, blind unbelief is sure to err and scan his work in vain, but God is his own interpreter and he will make it plain. And thou shalt remember. On the other hand, oh, yes, sometimes it can be said, God moves in a mysterious way. That I know. His wonders to perform. You watch. Watch the good hand of God. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. And he will bring it to pass. And thou shalt remember. And yes, and thou shalt remember. Oh, some of those mysterious ways. Very, very mysterious. Yes, we often sing that hymn, don't we? God moves a mysterious way. But sometimes you and I are called to walk and pass through it. Yes, so that we really do know what we're talking about. It's not just some head knowledge, not something we've read in a book, yet read in the Bible for that part. It's something that's been sealed home into our hearts. Yes, and we look on. Look on whilst the angel of the Lord does wondrously. I think of Naomi, this dear, gracious woman that we read about here. And what did she do? Her and her husband, what do they do? Elimelech, there was a famine. Ah, God moves in a mysterious way. There's a famine here in Bethlehem, Judah. And these two, with their two sons, they go off to Moab. Country of idolatry. What on earth were they thinking of? What on earth were they thinking of?
That's human nature. That's the old reasoning of Adam in your heart and mind. And so they go. These two sons, they marry two girls. One's name's Orpha, one's name's Ruth. Ruth's husband dies, Naomi's husband dies. Orpha and Ruth's husbands die. And Naomi, why, yes, she's turning back. She's going to go back to Bethlehem, Judah. The Lord's appeared there for his people. And these two are going to go with them. But why Naomi speaks to them? Why would you tarry? Why will you wait for me? And, well, you can read the account there in the first chapter of Ruth. But then, you see, there's this dear Ruth. She's not going to go back. But this whole, the point is this. There. In the land of Moab, there's a chosen vessel of mercy. And the Lord, by his means, in that mysterious path, is going to bring this girl into union and communion with the Lord's people. You know, again, I do wish to speak very, very carefully. But, you know, there's a number of ministers in our little connection that have gone, as we might say, out into the world, and they've married a girl in the world. Well, let's be careful how we say this, because friends, you and I might be in the chapel, but we can still be in the world and right in the thick of it. Just because we're in chapel doesn't mean we're any better than some of the others, does it? No, far from it. But they've married. Oh yes, and it caused great concern, a great exercise in the hearts of the parents. But God moved in mysterious way. And the other way round sometimes. A girl has been and gone and married someone who's never been to chapel, never been to church. And what are they doing now? This very moment, they're standing on the walls of Zion, preaching the glorious gospel of Christ. And thou shalt remember all the way. Here, the book of Ruth, Naomi. Oh, you see, what a blessed, gracious influence dear Naomi had on Ruth. Ah, friends, may you and I be blessed of God to have the same influence on those that know not God, on those that have never been in the house of God, so that they will say, there's something about this man. There's something about this woman. Yes. It's something they cannot put their finger on, so to speak. But there's something that attracts them. There's something that binds them to them. There's something sacred, yes. The sacred is what you were singing just now in that hymn of those that fear the Lord. And thou shalt remember all the why. Thou shalt remember all the why. Why? You see, they go out. Yes, and sometimes have gone off, and you come almost to despair with them. But something happens. Something happens in their life. And they come back to chapel. And the husband comes, or the wife comes, that not being accustomed to ever going to church or chapel. Oh, you see the unfolding of the Lord's hand. Yes, and the Lord waits to be gracious. This old, your problem of mine is, isn't it? We can't wait. We can't wait. We prayed and we expect answers tomorrow. Sorry, God doesn't work like that. God doesn't work like that. He tarries after men are faint and comes at evening late. The vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it. It will surely come, and it will not tarry. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God hath led thee. Yes, there was here in the case of the children of Israel, there were those times when they rebelled, and there were those times when the Lord mercifully appeared. Why? Another line of thought just comes to mind, and that's this. There's a place where they came three times in the wilderness, and it's called Kadesh Barnea. They came there three times. Yes, perhaps to his own. You've got an experience where you have to say, I've been here before. But I have here in my Bible a map of the route that's been plotted out that the children of Israel would have walked in. But they approached Kadesh Barnea. Yeah. They came there three times. They approached it three different ways. And they left different ways. Have you got a Kadesh Barnea experience? You've been here before. Yes, and sometime, friend, why in leaving Kadesh Barnea for the third time? there is then a going on. There's a going on, dear soul, to the heavenly Canaan. They went on to Canaan. Ah, but their troubles were not all over. Neither was their sin. They still rebelled. And thou shalt remember all the way. Sometimes, you know, you come into a path where you may think, I don't see the point of this. It seems to be a total, utter waste of time, energy, strength, yes, and maybe of material things as well. Thou shalt remember all the way. Yet, whether thou shalt keep his commandments or no, they came, you know, to out of the world less, and they came to Jericho, didn't they? And there were the walls of Jericho. What was God's plan? God's plan was that the children of Israel should walk around the city once every day. And then on the seventh day, they should walk around it seven times. Why can't they just walk around it seven times on one day and done with it? Because it's not God's will. That's the short answer. Why can't you do something? Because it's not God's will. That's why. Why do I have to go through this? Because it's not God's will. Yes, you will. The children of Israel did enter and conquer Jericho. But it was by God's way. By God's way. And not theirs. Thy whole dependence on me fix, nor entertain a thought. Thy worthless schemes with mine to mix, but venture to be naught. Cast in all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And thou shalt remember all the way. Thou shalt remember all the way. Blind unbelief is sure to err and scan his work in vain, but God is his own interpreter and he will make it plain. And thou shalt remember all the way. Some of us in here have been some deep paths of affliction. And we don't forget those times when we were compelled to cry out unto the Lord. There are those of us in here, that stood around beside the bed of our loved one.
will they be brought through. There's been that cry, Lord, help me. There's been the upward glance of the eye when none but God was near. There's been the prayer of the dear man of the gospel. If thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And we have, as it were, like Moses, drawn near to God in the thick darkness where God was. And thou shalt remember. Oh, how the Lord has appeared. I remember my first wife went into hospital on one occasion. There's a major surgery. And I went to visit. And I looked. And I thought she was gone. There was not a colour in her. Seemed totally motionless. And I cried out, Lord, inwardly, Lord, help me. And she moved. And thou shalt remember all the way the Lord thy God hath led thee. Ah, yes. Yes, yes, Ireland. You see, and all these things lead up in, they're connected with other things sometimes, aren't they? This was connected with the ministry of God's word. And thou shalt remember all the way. Ah, that the Lord thy God hath led thee. Some might say, well, other folks, the neighbours, other folks in the world, they have these sorrows and these afflictions. But they come out of them. They're so cold about it. Yes. Some of them do have the same afflictions. They lie in the same hospital beds. They're the same surgeons. They go under the same operations. They come through. But thou shalt remember all the way the Lord thy God hath led thee. And what did he lead thee into? Ah, yes. In that same affliction as Mrs. Brown had. Led thee, dear soul, to the throne of grace and to the footstool of mercy. It didn't lead the other there. And dear soul, yes, and you were fully persuaded that it was God's work. That the Lord appeared, that the Lord heard and answered prayer, and thou shalt remember all the way. See,
Hezekiah says, by these things men live. Yes, and so they do. So they do. And thou shalt remember all the way. Yes, and how we prayed. Yes, and you feel this as well, don't you? How there were those near and dear. Those and those godly friends at the chapel. How they prayed as well. And you were brought through. And you desire to render praise and thanksgiving for all his mercy, all his goodness and kindness to you. And thou shalt remember all the way. Thus far, my God has led me on. And made his truth and mercy known. Thou shalt remember all the way. Well, I say the time is gone. Thou shalt remember. See, you're not going to forget. You're not going to forget. It's to humble thee and to prove thee and know what was in thine heart to this end, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. Are you going to keep his commandments? Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £665, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will address the Sunday School this afternoon, Mr. Gilbert Hyde will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 417. To Zion we go, the seat of our King. And yet while below we cannot but sing, though few here esteem us, the God we adore has died to redeem us. What could he do more? We may not be able to sing this with assurance. May we sing in prayerful hope. Hymn 417.
bless thy word. Meet with us this afternoon at the Sunday school and here again tonight. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.